Hi guys, welcome back to Politicorner. Today we'll be talking about anti-Semitism in the United States, the Israeli-Palestine conflict, and anti-Semitism versus anti-Zionism. Today's May 6th, it's about 7 o'clock, and I'm recording from my room. Here we go! Before we talk about anti-Semitism versus anti-Zionism, I want to describe or define both of them. Anti-Semitism is being against Judaism, and anti-Zionism is being against the creation of a Jewish state, which is Israel. So obviously, this has come into conversation many times recently after President Trump acknowledged the fact that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel, which is a big thing, because by doing that, he acknowledged that Israel and Jerusalem itself was Jewish land, which has never been done by an American president, which is why the Israeli government has given so much support to our president. Now, I would like to talk about the fact that throughout most of Israel, their prime minister is not well liked. They did narrowly win the Likud, which is the the Likud, which is Benjamin Netanyahu's party, who is their prime minister, did narrowly win again. So he will be serving another term at this point. And so that is not the best thing for Israeli people, as I don't think, from what I've learned throughout my research, the Likud did narrowly win against a left party, or a more left party compared to them, but they did win, which means Benjamin Netanyahu will be prime minister again. And so first we'll be talking about some anti-Semitism in the United States. Just a disclaimer, I am 18 years old and I've been raised as a Reformed Jew my whole life. And I've tried really hard to study both sides of the Israel-Palestine conflict, and I've experienced firsthand anti-Semitism and have worked with different organizations, including my youth groups, on combating that and learning more about both sides of the Israel-Palestine conflict. So first we're going to talk about students in college, American Jewish students, and the National Demographic Survey sent out a poll or a survey that found that 54% of Jewish students experienced anti-Semitism on American campuses in the first month of the 2013-14 academic year. So this was before Israel's war in Gaza, and that has ignited even more anti-Israel propaganda and actions being spread throughout college campuses, like when the professor at Michigan refused to accept an internship that had something to do with Israel. So this questionnaire was actually sent to 1,157 Jewish students on 55 different campuses, and they were asked whether they had personally experienced or witnessed anti-Semitism on that campus. And then of the students that answered yes, the 54%, most of them reported one incident. But this shows that Jewish students and Jewish people in general, especially in the United States, are not being paranoid or exaggerating the amount of anti-Semitism that they are subjected to. One interesting stat that I have learned about recently on Yom HaShoah, which is the Holocaust Remembrance Day, is that since the Holocaust, we still have not hit the same population of Jewish people in the world that we were at when the Holocaust started. So obviously we hit a big decline, losing about 6 million Jews approximately, and we still have not built back up to that number, and it has been so long since that happened. And now recently, we have anti-Semitism on the rise, especially in Europe, specifically in France, who has a very, very low percentage of Israel or of Jewish people living there, but still experiences one of the highest percentages of hate crimes there. So I talked to a few people on the subject of anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism in the conflict, and I thought that my good friend April Springer actually phrased how she felt and her experiences with it really well, so I'm going to share that with you right now.
When I was a sophomore in high school, I actually participated in this project called the Passion Project. And this Passion Project was where we were supposed to take a conflict or a problem from somewhere around the world and really study it and write an incredibly long essay on it. And I decided to do something that I always had struggled with as a Jew in the United States, especially as one who doesn't see many other Jews quite as often. As I live in the South. but anyways, so I did a lot of research on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and particularly a lot of research on the target areas like Gaza and the West Bank. And after doing a lot of research on that, I was able to sort of form my own opinion and realize that a lot of these unbiased sources like the United Nations, reports and many other different sources were actually stating how much Israel tended to blockade Gaza and to really marginalize the Palestinians. And I was able to sort of continue that research and understand how the Israeli government tends to perpetrate these things, these awful actions upon the Palestinians. And I was sort of thinking about that, and I wondered, well, if I don't necessarily agree with the Israeli government, does that make me anti-Semitic? Well, no, right? I mean, I'm Jewish, and I obviously love all Jews, and I don't have any problem with the religion, so what, in that case, does that make me? Well, I'm not against the state of Israel. That would be anti-Zionism. I believe that a Jewish state is an incredible thing. It's a really cool thing to be able to celebrate my culture, and I understand that importance. But I guess it's hard to determine where you fall. And I believe that my personal dissonance between my relationship with Judaism and my relationship with Israel has really sort of demonstrated that fine line. Where does Zionism stand? Where does anti-Semitism stand? Where do they cross over? And a personal belief that I've had for a long time is that Judaism is a religion that believes in humanity. Judaism is a religion that celebrates compassion and kindness, and it is one that celebrates how we treat other people in a good way. How can a state like Israel be a Jewish state if it's not necessarily celebrating humanity, if it's marginalizing other people? And I believe that that's an interesting thing to think about when sort of balancing anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism. It's truly wondering whether or not we're doing the right thing morally here, moreover than just saying that I'm against Israel or I'm against Judaism, or deciding whether or not those two things overlap.
I really hope you enjoyed the insight from April Springer. And now we're going to transition into more of a conversation about anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism relating to specific people and relating the two of them together and seeing how they interact with each other, seeing how anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism are the same or different. So this all relates to anti-Semitism versus anti-Zionism, because as you saw with Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, she was talking about, she was giving some very anti-Zionist comments, or she made some. And people went right away and said that she was anti-Semitic and that these comments were anti-Semitic. And it's hard to tell if they really are, right? Because there are Jewish people who do not support the state of Israel. There are people that are the highest tier of Judaism, that the highest, like, stare, the most religious, they're known as ultra-Orthodox. They are the highest tier. And a lot of them are anti-Zionists, which is very interesting. But it all comes back to the fact that she did not say anything that was inherently anti-Semitic. She didn't say anything about hating Jews. The only thing she said was about Israel and that she disagrees with Israel. And that conversation and that, all of that regarding anti-Semitism versus anti-Zionism is a really hard conversation to go about, because on one hand, the living conditions for the Palestinians are horrible, and the way that Israel goes about it tends to be horrible. If you ever have the time, definitely check out the Israeli Defense Forces Twitter. Some of the things on there will make you want to throw up, because they take memes. I've seen this personally. They've taken memes that are spreading around Twitter, like just regular memes, and used it to make jokes about the countries and religions that they are fighting against, which I frankly do not understand. But that is what they like to do sometimes. And the way they go about it is horrible. A few years ago, I actually had the privilege of going to sleepaway camp, and they actually brought in a group of kids from Israel and Palestine. And one thing that interests me is, I can't remember his name, but this one story that he told me really stuck with me. It's that he said that one day he and his friends decided to, he does live in Israel, to clarify, but he is Palestinian. He and his friends, who are also Palestinian, decided to go join a riot and throw rocks at Israeli Defense Force soldiers because it was fun, for no other reason. And both of these countries have a lot of things that they like to do that are similar to that. They like to provoke the other side for no apparent reason. And that really confuses me as a whole. I'm not entirely sure. But this whole anti-Semitism versus anti-Zionism debate is what fuels anti-Semitism in the United States and in Europe specifically, because people can use this anti-Zionism as an excuse. They say, this is not anti-Semitic, this is against Israel, not Jewish. I'm not doing this because they're Jewish. I am doing this because I disagree with Israel. And unfortunately, while I do understand and sometimes question whether anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism are the same thing, to a point and to an extent, anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism because it is the creation of a Jewish state. And this is what people use as their excuse for it, especially like at school. The amount of times I've seen someone throwing up the Hitler salute or the amount of swastikas I see all drawn around the school, I've reported it before. In seventh grade, I reported it to an administrator. The kid had to write half a page essay. I don't think he ever turned it in because I still knew him, and I think he joked about it after. They don't care. The same thing. I had a teacher overhear me talking about the amount of swastikas I see in the bathrooms at Deep Run. And so she did. She reported it, which is the first time I've ever had this happen. And an administrator pulled me out of class to tell me that they could not find any swastikas in the bathroom. Well, that day I went into the bathroom again to see. Maybe I was just confused. I counted six of them on the walls and the stall. And I think that is horrible. And it's borderline anti-Semitic. And it happens all the time, especially at Deep Run and Short Pump. They have all sorts of incidents with racism and anti-Semitism and just handling the different types of like uniqueness between all of the different religious groups and the diversity between them. I really hope you enjoyed the commentary today about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, about anti-Semitism versus anti-Zionism. I hope you learned a lot. I hope you enjoyed the interview that I had with April. And I hope to see you back here next week for the next episode. Thank you.